So am I. My head hurts. I feel your pain. You're with me. Never without. I'm wearing green pajamas. So am I. Samushma, get out of my head!
Holter, Modforge, me.
Stop wearing my clothes!
We present Jenny Funnell as Alice and Carolyn Backhouse as Belinda in Twin Reaction by Juliet Ace. Play one, Look Again.
Concession to the few females on the premises, the ladies. Okay? That's the guy I did tour down. See, our Newsome will want to meet you both later.
What's he like?
Old-fashioned. Well, he can't be that old-fashioned if he's agreed to take us on.
It's the first time they'd let us be together since we were cadets.
Maybe it's an oversight.
If we keep a low profile, perhaps no one will...
You're kidding. Once the story gets round, there's more women, not to mention twins.
Roll up.
We're used to being a sideshow.
Well, at least we won't be together. I've got someone away on sick leave. One of you, Alice James?
Yeah, that's me.
You'll be helping me out in the DVU.
That can't be right.
The place is seriously understaffed. Everybody's got a muck in.
What about me?
Belinda, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're expected in CID. Down there to the end, lift to the first floor.
Cheers.
See you later, Alice.
Sure.
Welcome to the broom cupboard. Tom looks a fed up. You're only here till Jenny gets back. You'll get pushed around in this place.
It's not what I expected.
I know you're disappointed, but the work we do here is really important. I hope you take it seriously.
That goes without saying. It's just, when I applied for a transfer to CID, I thought, no more uniform.
I don't wear a uniform.
You know what I mean. You make a big decision in your life, you're raring to go, and someone comes along and... Oh, shut up. Where do I start?
There's a Mrs. Good on her way here from hospital. Her husband's been knocking her about.
Is she bringing charges?
That's for her to decide. You've handled domestics. You can take the interview.
What?
Domestic violence unit. Oh, great. We'll come to the lift to meet her. No problem. Oh, what's her first name?
So much for working together. Two heads better than one. Patience. It's me that's lumbered. I'm a bit nervous. Don't patronize. Don't sulk. Be professional, right? Be positive. Okay, Elizabeth. Just relax if you can. I'm here to listen. When you're ready, start where you like.
Very difficult. I mean, I did talk to a policewoman in casualty.
Up here in the unit, we've got more time.
I'm very confused. I might contradict myself. You don't know what it's like.
I know it's hard for you. Nobody's going to bully you.
I suppose it was more or less... We wanted a child. I'm talking about 15 years ago.
That's good. It helps us if you put us in the picture a bit.
It didn't happen. I was fine. I tried to tell him it didn't matter. Maybe I was a bit clumsy. I mean, how do you tell someone you love and who loves you? He got blind drunk, stayed out half the night. I was beside myself with worry. I blame myself for not being... Then I heard the front door slam. I rushed downstairs. It was him. His eyes were blazing. I moved towards him, but he pushed me so hard I fell against the stairs. That wasn't enough. He pulled me up to my feet and hit me across the face.
It's still very vivid in your mind, isn't it?
Well, you don't forget a shock like that. If you knew what...
Here I go again. Shut up and listen.
Of course. I'm sorry. And when he sobered up?
He said he couldn't cope with being infertile. He swore it would never happen again. Isn't that what they all say? I expect I'm a classic case.
Why do you say that?
I don't want to go on with this. I knew it was a mistake. You think I'm lying.
I'm no good at this, Belinda.
Be thankful you're not me.
She's clamming up on me.
My first day and I'm in fancy dress.
What do I do now?
When in doubt, apologize.
I shouldn't have interrupted. Sorry. Take your time.
I never knew when he would go off the rails.
But you stayed.
Mm.
Why, do you think?
Because I loved him. Love him. Because I thought he'd change. That I could change him. You must be used to that answer.
Help. Go on.
We both got used to the idea of not having children. You do, you know. Nowadays it's okay, isn't it? Not like the old days. We seem to be doing very well. It's been 6 months since he hit me. I was beginning to think...
Take your time.
I don't think I can go on with this.
It's all right. Have a good cry.
We're both coming up to middle age. I just thought everything would settle down. We'd be... I woke up to him hitting me. It was still quite dark. A drop of blood. I saw it glisten on my nightie. It's the first time he's cut me.
He caught you with his signet ring.
I was so frightened. I didn't know. It's the first time I've had to go to hospital.
Well, good thing it wasn't half an inch higher.
The bastard! He could have had my eye out.
It's a very nasty cut.
If I hadn't needed stitches, no one would ever have known.
They brought you here. You can do something about it.
You want me to bring charges. You want me to teach him a lesson.
I want you to do what you think is right. You're the one that matters. Trying to please me is the very last thing you should be concerning yourself with. Okay?
You can make up the notes after lunch. She strikes you as a typical victim?
In a sense, she knows it's all wrong, but still lets it happen. Yes. I'll never understand why women make excuses.
I'll have the battered cod, please. Same here. No chips, I'll have the boiled. Cheers. You were in there long enough. She obviously opened up to you.
Not entirely. I'll do the notes after lunch.
Oh, Mr. Good's coming in at 3.
Well, that's a turn-up, isn't it? Thanks. And I'll have water. Okay if I take the jug? I'm parched.
Help yourself.
Wants to be sure we get the truth as he sees it. We hear all sorts. Ah, Mr. Good will want you to know that deep down he's a good guy. Hiya. Okay if we join you?
Yeah, feel free.
Derek, this is Alice. Alice, Derek. Hi.
All on your lonesome. Where's Ace?
CID's on a purge. The Home Office wants the capital to be more tourist-friendly.
Oh, it must be spring again. Alice will be joining CID when Jenny gets back.
Your first day?
Yeah. So what's this purge?
The usual. Sex and drugs and that. Our lot are doing Euston, King's Cross and St. Pancras.
For all the good it will do.
Have you lot invented bread or what?
Well, now, you're an offer, darling. I'll do business with you any day of the week.
Cut it out, Baker.
Who's she?
She looks vaguely familiar, don't she, Alice?
I bet the Tom wanted to scratch your eyes out, George.
Drop dead.
Oh, leave it, okay? We're doing a record.
Do you fancy taking over as a station bike?
You're asking for
the station bandom, you mean? I'll discuss it. You're a twin, aren't you? Hey, fellas, there's another one here. Two for the price of one.
Oh! What'd you do that for? You choke your silly cow.
No one talks to me and my sister like that.
Quite right. Thanks, Alice.
I'm so true.
Serves you right. If the boss hears about this, they'll
sorry about that, love.
Don't love me.
Well, try.
I should have been brief. Now, you and you to my office. Now, get that mess cleaned up, Dobson. This is not a beer garden.
No, sir.
Serves you right, Inspector Pig. If you block me my assistant, I'll swing for you, Derek Dobson.
I see trouble with a capital T.
What a sensational start.
We're together.
Never without.
Keep calm.
Filachil.
Filachil.
We must be a computer error, sir.
From birth, by the looks of it.
We both applied for transfer to CID. We expected to be in different stations.
We've never been placed together before.
But I'm upstairs with a DVU, covering for someone on maternity leave.
Alice dropped her double barrel. I'm Harmer Jones. She's Plain Jones. The computer can't cope with that, either.
And I can't cope with sexist behaviour, sir. We can't help the way we look. We've had consistently good reports. Our grades have always been high. We're good at our job.
And not afraid to say so.
Right.
I'm trying to stamp out sexism. They were only testing the water, I suppose.
And got very wet in the process.
Now, be quiet, will you? I need to think.
Fingers crossed, B.
Fingers crossed, A.
We might have had sisters working on the same relief.
We're sisters, sir.
Send you away. My numbers suffer by two. It'll take weeks to replace you. Did you have to be identical?
We never take advantage of the fact. Am I lying convincingly?
She's such a good liar.
By tomorrow, they'll have got used to the idea of seeing double. Everyone does.
I'm not so sure.
We're not joined at the hip, sir. And we do have minds of our own.
And the ability to read every single little thing that's going on in them. Worst luck.
Keep too close. If you do catch my eye, look at me with undying love and obedience.
I thought we were supposed to look convincing. The place is crawling. We're going to need a double-decker bus to pick up this lot. The
governor wants us to make our presence felt. A couple of arrests and the word gets round.
So they disappear for 10 minutes top whack. What's the point?
Keep London clean.
Keep London brushed under the carpet, more or less.
How much?
30 for the works.
All right, Kate, that'll do.
Clear off. This is my patch. What's she doing here? Sod off.
You're coming with me. Cross the road. Your carriage awaits.
I'll come with you, sir. We'll park round the corner and then we'll talk. No point in holding up the traffic.
All I was doing was asking the way to Evershot Street.
We've been watching you all morning.
Why bother? Why pick on me? Want to go for some of the regulars?
Maybe it's the kids we're after.
I'm not a kid.
How old are you then?
18. And I'm the Queen Mother. You should be going after the Panthers.
We are. And the Pimps. Where's yours?
Ain't got one.
So let's get this straight, Deborah. You're 15 years old. You live with your dad in Winterbourne House, Holborn, and you're a bit short of money.
Can I go home now?
In a minute. He thinks you're in school.
I told you, this is the first time I've gone on the game.
Very good for a beginner.
When I set my mind to...
Go on.
Nothing. Can I go now?
Not until we've seen your dad.
He's ill. There's no phone. I don't want him to know.
We're going to have to tell him.
I won't do it again, okay?
I'm sorry, Deborah.
I've learnt my lesson. Can I go now? I've told you everything.
You've been very helpful.
Well then, I've got to go. I can't stay here.
You don't have to. You'll be cautioned this time. But we're still going to have to see your dad. There's no getting round that.
Do you mind if V.C. Jones sits in on the interview, Mr. Good? She's just started in the unit, and she did talk to your wife this morning.
No, I
It's not a lot to say.
You're not denying the charge, then?
Well, of course not. I felt I had to...
Go on.
I love my... Elizabeth. I wouldn't harm her for the world.
That's exactly what you did do.
Yes, I did. I did whatever she said I did. You must believe her. I mean, don't keep pestering her. I'm admitting to everything. I just don't want her to suffer any more than need. Do you understand? I could take the blame and no one bother her anymore. If that were possible, everything is my fault.
Just calm down, Mr. Good.
Your wife gave a very clear account of what happened.
Her face tells the story without words.
I can't bear to think, well, if I can go to court and admit, plead guilty, they won't need to see her. She can be spared the ordeal.
That's what you came to say?
Yes.
Did you also come to say you'd keep away from her, that you wouldn't do it again, that she provoked you, that there's a compulsion, that you can't remember doing it?
No.
Okay, Alice. Mr. Good, we're here to listen to everything you want to tell us. I'll pass on what you've said to the officer in charge of the case. Was there anything else?
No. No.
What have you done to her?
Not a thing, you lazy cow. If you were that worried, why didn't you come home sooner?
She was with us, Mr. Levin. Mind if we come in?
You are in.
Is that Deborah down at the lock station for the last hour or so? She's been cautioned. In other words, she's been let off this time.
Were you aware of what she was doing, Mr. Levin?
You haven't told me yet. Mouthing off at school again, or biting off, or what?
You don't think she's been to school dressed like that?
Well, I didn't know police women dressed like you.
Told you should have changed.
We've been on surveillance at King's Cross.
I'll send her to school this morning, as usual. Deborah, what have you been up to?
Nothing.
Don't talk to me like that. Why did they bring you home, then?
Your baby, Deborah.
My sister. My mum's gone off with some bloke.
That's right. It's not easy being a single father.
No one's saying it is. You should know what your children are up to, though, shouldn't you?
Well, I thought she was in school. Blame the teachers. Don't come here getting measty.
You're still responsible. If she's beyond care and control, someone should be told.
I'm not. I won't do it again. I'll be back in school tomorrow, and I promise I'll do everything my dad tells me, okay?
We'll see about that. Deborah was arrested for soliciting.
What?
Apart from the fact she's underage, it's dangerous.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, come on. You don't expect us to buy that.
I thought she was in school. I'll do my best. There's this place to run, the baby. When you're on your own, it's hard to keep tabs on everything. She's got a mind of her own. Always has. Put her in care, we'll never come through all this. She won't do it again, will you?
I've already told him down the nick. I've got to warm the baby's milk now. Then I've got to help my dad with the tea. Then I've got my own work to do. Oh, dear, if I don't get started, I'll get all behind. Just leave me alone.
Me too.
All I want to do is sleep.
Guess what I've smuggled in?
But did you remember the tonic and lemon?
A couple of drinks and we'll hit the town. Oh, I can't believe we're here.
And together. I thought they'd have split us up by lunchtime. Especially when you soak that idiot in the canteen.
Start as you mean to go on. I had enough hassle in Manchester. We'll be okay. I'm not sure I can hack this, though.
Living in a section house. Yeah. I reckon it's the only option till we've sussed out Camden Town.
I'd like a luxury apartment in Primrose Hill with its own parking space for my Lamborghini. Shall we go out for a burger in a bit?
Past the heater, Zev. I want to get my bearings.
Right, left, left. You're at the tube. Left, second right, left, fourth left. You're at the lock.
Yes, but right at the tube, walk about 200 yards, you're at the Palais.
It's goodbye, Plymouth.
Hello, London.
At least we're nearer to the cottage. I thought I might go there this weekend.
Good idea. You meant without me, didn't you?
No.
Actually, I've got masses to do. Is Phil going with you? Silly question.
It's open. Hi.
We're all going out to the Queen's later. Fancy coming?
Oh, cheers. We're going to eat out, have a bit of a walk, but later. What do you reckon?
Fine, by me.
Out of here, left 20 yards on the right. By the way, sorry for the hassle this dinner. It was well out of order. Called initiation?
I'll call it what it is. Harassment. See you later.
Letting him off lightly, are we?
Don't be daft.
A few weeks in DVU will do you good.
One day was enough for me. I'm no good at sitting in armchairs and nodding wisely.
Tell me about it. Over a burger.
While you're in Suffolk, I'm going to explore the market. Enjoy myself before anyone recognises I'm a DC. Wear what you were wearing today.
Cheers! It made me think how easy it is to strut your stuff. I could have made a fortune today. It's the kids, though. I swear some of them are barely 12.
You've had a bad day, too.
You didn't get anywhere. You catch a kid getting into a punter's car. She says yes, yes, yes to everything we say. We take her home. Her dad's more concerned about his tea. End of story. Tomorrow she'll be back.
Not your problem.
Neither is your Mr. Good.
No one's putting up a fight. It's too easy. Too pat, going through the motions.
Don't want that.
I want to see the goods again. Trouble is, people are supposed to come to us. The unit's like neutral ground.
Mm. And I want to see Deborah and her dad. Remember the old days, Alice? One of us taking over where the other left off.
I'd forget to ask the one last crucial question, so you'd go in. Used to drive Mum mad. You two can get blood out of the stone.
If we showed how well we can work together...
Correction. If we can show how well we can work independently of each other...
Absolutely. No one needs to know how well we work together. That's for us to know.
And for them, never to find out.
Go on, then. How can you tell them apart?
What shall I tell you? I've been acting as her pimp all day.
Ah, so your beady little eyes have been everywhere.
Up her skirt, down her front.
Give it a rest, love.
You'll get a soaking like I did. Anyway, what's to say the other one hasn't got the same blimps and spots?
There's not a mark on either of them.
So what's the secret?
It's called chemistry.
What would you know about chemistry?
Well, it is a bit of a guess.
She was drawn by my powerful animal magnetism.
But if it's that strong, the other one would feel the pull as well.
I can manage.
Well, not chancing my arm. That jug of water did for me, mate.
Give me a week, and they'll be begging for it.
Well, if anyone gets a sniff, it'll be Coxie. Women like the quiet ones.
You reckon?
Yeah, you got it all wrong. Women like those two like a bit of grit in the sandwich. Something that's going to challenge them. Oh, here they come. Over here.
Hi. Everyone ready for another drink? If someone will come to the bar with me, I'll get it.
Yeah, pass it to Glass, Glover. Mm. Don't behave yourself.
What do you mean by that? We're quite capable of looking after ourselves.
No, he's a bit sensitive. I don't think he enjoyed having his hair washed.
What a shame.
Did you get on okay today?
Yeah, it was fine. Once I get my bearings, I'll
You should have worn that gear you had on with King's Cross. You look stunning.
That was my sister.
Did you know that Glover is an expert in chemistry?
Do you find it helps in your career in the force?
Go on, Glover. Answer the lady.
Ignore him. So how do they tell you apart?
Belinda can't stand caviar. I get silly on champagne. She's allergic to men with hairy backs. I'm a sucker for really intelligent blokes with straight toes. So what's it like at the lock?
Lively. The area and the nick. Saturdays and Sundays, it's chocker. It's the place to be. It's murder on the beach.
Very active on our side. You get all sorts here. Every crime you can think of. The very rich and the dregs.
Move over a bit, Glover. Now, your sister says you like men with hairy backs.
Don't believe a word she says.
And I suppose you always tell the truth.
You're a policeman. You find out.
Don't forget now, he's sterile. He caught her with his signet ring. He's very eager to keep her out of court.
She's called Elizabeth. They've been married 15 years. Do you think he'll query my mobile?
Too preoccupied. If you call me, use our language.
I hope we're doing the right thing.
Our instinct never lets us down. You'll pick up things I ignored, ask questions I didn't even think to ask.
You're right. Here goes. You keep well out of sight.
Think Alice. Soft pedal. Listen.
Yes? Oh, it's you. Would you, you'd better come in.
For some reason, I thought it might have been Liz.
Oh, she wouldn't, of course. Actually, I should apologize. I haven't got round to dressing the places and tick.
Don't worry. I'm early. I just thought I'd drop in before I go to the station. Dear, you've knocked your arm.
What? Oh, yes, I stumbled, hit the corner of the dresser.
You should put a plaster on it. Look, the reason I called is to ask the question why.
Why? She told you why.
So you agree with everything she said?
Yes. I don't understand. Yesterday you said her face was evidence enough.
And you caught her with your ring?
Yes. Unfortunately.
Unfortunately, because every other time you've avoided serious external damage.
Every other time? Oh, I suppose so.
When did it start, Mr. Good? What was it that snapped in you the first time?
She annoyed me. I got irritated by her. She provoked. Can't remember exactly. She's got a much better memory. She'll tell you exactly.
A rough idea. 2 years? Three? Five?
About five, maybe six.
Those bruises on the inside of your arm. And on your collarbone, is that a burn? It's a cigarette burn, isn't it? Do you make a habit of bumping into furniture, burning yourself with cigarettes?
I'm not sure I know what you mean. I'm very careless, accident prone. Given to acts of gross stupidity, it very often provokes Elizabeth into fits of...
Yes?
Annoyance. She gets a bit annoyed.
You mean she shouts at you?
Well, not really shouting. A bit sharp.
Elizabeth told me that you've been hitting her for 15 years. She's been petrified of you for 15 years.
Why?
Because she humiliated you, didn't she? She made you have a fertility test and they discovered you were sterile.
I want you to go. I want you to leave me alone. I've admitted the charges. You've no business questioning me any further.
I just felt we didn't give you enough time yesterday, Mike. I hope it's okay to call you Mike.
I'd rather you went.
The unit is meant to be a place where you can talk freely. Sometimes helps the abuser as much as the abused.
Leave me alone.
After all, if we can help someone understand why they're violent, it can sometimes be the first step to...
Thank you for calling. I'll show you out.
Yes?
A to B. Can we talk?
No, Mummy. You have a pickle. No. You have a problem?
Deborah Levin has left the flat. She's got the baby in a sling and she's carrying a holdall.
All a pair quid. She carried... Why did she go?
She got on a bus. King's Cross only. You'll have to take over, I'm afraid. I daren't be late for work. We'll talk about Mr. Good later, okay?
Okay. Villager, Chen. Okay. Keep calm. Thanks. Sorry about that. I know you're upset, Mike. If you want details where you can get counselling, or we've got lots of brochures, phone numbers...
I don't think so.
PC Dobson, are we going to behave ourselves today?
Don't know what you mean.
You leave my assistant alone. When she emptied that jug, you blushed.
Leave it out.
It started just above your collar and crept up and up till it reached the roots of your hair.
So, which is which, then?
Haven't you worked it out yet?
You mean you have? Glover spent all day studying his one. Still got it wrong.
You men are too busy looking at the wrong things. I hope the governor says they can stay. My friend's going to be quite good.
Keeping us on our toes, and that's for sure.
Morning, Sharon.
Someone's fit. I said that I am talking to Alice.
Yes?
What did I tell you?
Amazing.
Don't know how you can tell.
Typical man. You ready for another day, then?
Very much so.
I should finish your report on Mrs. Good before you do anything else.
And Mr. Good?
He's been charged.
Oh.
But, yeah, anything to back up. He was a bit of a... I can't put my finger on it.
There's something about the pair of them.
Well, we'll keep an open mind. Let's listen to the messages. See what's been happening in Camden Town since last night.
I'd like to talk to someone about my little boy. His daddy... no, sorry, I shouldn't be doing it. Sorry to bother you.
She'll be back.
This is Elizabeth Good. I've changed my mind. You've probably been told already. I'm dropping the charges. Don't contact me. I've made up my mind. This is Jaswinder. Hi. I want to come in again.
Domestic violence unit.
You can call me in work between 9 and 6.
Oh, really?
You've got the number. Cheers.
We'll keep him down there for 10 minutes, then send him up. You'll never guess who's downstairs. Our Mr. Good.
Really? Oh, Bea, help. What did he say to you? Why is he coming in? Sometimes I wish there was only one of us.
You can see him. I want to work with Jaswinder. She needs looking after.
That's something, I suppose. Shall I keep shtum about Mrs. Good's decision?
Nice one.
Another 5 minutes, I'd have had to ring in and report you absent.
Thanks for the vote of confidence. I've been following Deborah Levin.
Before? She was cautioned. Slap on the wrist, end of story. You are well out of order.
Stay with me, okay? She's on the concourse, and she's got the baby with her. I'm sure it's hers. Give me half an hour.
Buy me a pint tonight.
I'll buy you 2, and I'll still owe you. Cheers.
I won't forget.
Deborah, don't let me lose you.
Sorry.
Out of the way, you dumbo. Where are you? Thank God. Why are you looking at the arrivals board? So you're not travelling anywhere. Not going to school. Can't leave the baby at home. I've got to think like Alice. If she was here instead of me, she'd ask different questions. How easy does it? Forget yesterday. Start again. She's watching passengers getting off the Hatfield line. Who are you waiting for, Deborah? Your mother? She's crying. Whoever it is isn't coming. Time to move in.
No! Leave me alone!
It's okay, Deborah. I'm not taking you in. That's a promise, okay?
What do you want, then?
Let's have a hot drink. She looks very contented. I fed her before we left. Who are you meeting?
Doesn't matter, does it? They didn't show up.
Are you waiting for your mum?
Wait for her. I'll be waiting till doomsday.
You don't want to take her back to the flat. That hold all's a giveaway. This is more than a day out, isn't it?
Why is it even the people you trust let you down?
I can't answer that. You could trust me to do what I think is best for you. Trouble is, you probably run a mile.
Never trust a copper. Have you forgotten you arrested me yesterday?
No. But I want you to know that I didn't much like what I saw in your flat. That's why I followed you this morning.
You've been watching my flat?
Yes. My sister and I are as one, so yes.
I can't leave the baby with him.
You can't take her to school. Some schools
are
out...
I'm not bothered about school. We can't live on his dole money. It's me that's keeping us. And he doesn't even give her a bottle.
She looks happy enough. What's she called?
Emma.
She's gorgeous. Have you got a social worker?
I'm on my 3rd in 3 years.
Ever since your mum left?
Yeah. I always managed to keep one step in front of them. They can't say she's neglected. Till yesterday, that is. If they find out why I was cautioned, they'll have her in care, right?
I wonder if my sister would go on the game so she could look after me.
You do okay yourself. I could have smacked you really hard yesterday. I thought you was nicking my punters.
Who were you waiting for at the barrier, Deborah?
My auntie. She said she'd look after Emma while I sort something out.
Like make enough money to rent a place of your own?
Something like that. Only she's let me down as well.
Emma's your baby, isn't she?
She's my sister, honest.
You said your mum left 3 years ago.
Didn't?
When the social worker started coming.
She's my sister.
I can find out.
She's my baby. Satisfied? I had her in the maternity unit at EGA.
And she's lovely. And you weren't lying, were you? She really is your sister as well, isn't she?
How did I let that one slip?
Because sometimes when we speak the truth, we know that no one will believe us.
Except you.
You could take your dad in.
I know. I wish he could be locked up forever. Trouble is, they put us in care. I can't have that. When I'm 18, I'll do him, I swear.
That's 3 years off. Let me see what I can do, will you? They won't separate you, I promise. A temporary hostel, perhaps.
I'm not sure.
You don't have much choice, Deborah. You can't walk the streets with a baby and you can't go home.
Well, there you are.
What does he want? You told me
you... deaf or what?
Sorry, I switched it off.
You're doing really well, aren't you? But like I said, are you deaf or what? Don't you listen to station announcements?
Yeah, but you can't understand what they're saying in here.
There's a lady in the station supervisor's office. Says she's your auntie. Yeah, if we can believe it, that is.
There's only one way to find out.
You knew, of course, didn't you? You saw the cigarette burns. Bruises.
And the rest?
Sometimes it's thick tufts of hair. She waits until I'm asleep, of course. She broke some ribs once. Doctor thought I fought her awkwardly.
And Elizabeth's injuries?
She came at me with a knife. That's never happened before. I swung my arm round to stop her and caught her on the cheek.
Was that the first time?
I've had to restrain her. Sometimes she doesn't know how far she... This was the first time.
What did she do when she saw blood on her face?
She was livid. She vowed she'd have me put away.
And you're letting her do just that? Why?
I can't take any more.
But isn't the wrong one being punished?
I'm as much to blame. I let it happen.
You're not a masochist.
Of course I'm not. I hate violence, all violence.
Go on.
I love her. Can't help that. I love Elizabeth.
So, what made you...
Isn't it strange how you can put up with something for years and years, then someone says something...
Someone says something?
And you snap. Everything inside you crumbles. The secret, the thing I've dreaded admitting all these years, isn't worth it. All that pain, the shame, the feelings of worthlessness, it's all been... I've come to withdraw my statement, if that's possible. She mustn't be allowed to do what she likes, not anymore.
Would you like someone with you when you tell her what you've decided?
Don't insult me. I know you mean well. I've always avoided confrontation. Anything for a calm and peaceful life. Won't do, though. I've learnt the hard way. Giving in to a whim is like saying, you're not worth the fight. Oddly enough, I feel very unafraid. She can't hurt me anymore, no matter what she does.
I think I should tell you, your wife has withdrawn the charges. Maybe I should have told you earlier.
Yes, you just wanted to hear what else I might come up with.
That's not true.
Oh, I quite understand.
I'm sorry.
I'm just another case history to you lot.
I'm really sorry.
I wonder if I'm interesting enough to discuss at the next seminar on domestic violence in the 90s.
Please don't.
I don't think you understand the shame and guilt a man, a battered man, endures.
Sensitive people be. I'm going back to drunks and traffic.
Don't be daft. A hiccup, that's all.
I'm obviously not a good listener.
That's because you rabbit on.
Higher, higher. Move now, round and round. Move now. Move. Keep that rhythm. Good.
I asked for a transfer to CID. It isn't fair.
Stop whinging. Mr. Good needed a challenge. You set him off, maybe.
You're not kidding. It made me feel a real plum.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Is it?
Of course it is. You've got him thinking positive for a change. You're getting fat.
That's muscle. One and two and I hate you.
I heard that. Fancy a burger and chips after the class.
Fancy a lager.
You're on.
You're coming in? Don't think there's going to be a permanent scar.
The incriminating evidence will fade, is that what you're saying? I don't think so. I'm not one to forget.
No.
You won't do it again, though. I've never seen a man so scared.
I was very scared. I didn't mean it, you know.
And to think it was me bought you the damn ring in the first place.
Poetic justice.
You sound pleased you hurt me.
I've never wanted to hurt... I was restraining you.
No one believes that. I'm not sure I do.
What do you want, Elizabeth?
Want? I thought you'd be pleased to see me.
I'm tired. It's been a long day.
I bet time drags without me. I know you've missed me.
Oh, yes.
I'm moving back in tomorrow.
Is that wise?
I've decided to give you another chance.
I'm afraid I'll hurt you some more.
You won't do that.
Sound very sure.
I know, it was an accident.
Really? So why did you bring charges?
Oh, come on. You practically begged them to take you away. I couldn't help it. At the hospital, they all encouraged me.
So you let me take all the blame.
I dropped the charges, Mike. We can go back to the way we were.
You mean when I was so exhausted by your constant jibes that I would fall asleep?
Oh, it drives me insane when you do that. No one ignores me. Especially not my husband.
All these years I've let you abuse me.
Abuse? Oh, don't be so absurd.
Scalding water, burns, razor cuts, pinches, punches, yanking my hair. Tell me why.
Because you infuriated me.
I loved you with all my heart.
I know.
I would have gone on covering up the bruises, making excuses to myself, to anyone who saw and asked.
I've never doubted your love.
I was loyal, too. You know, when I went to the domestic violence unit, I never once betrayed you.
Darling.
And then I'd heard what you'd said.
So much for confidentiality.
They didn't break confidences, not as such. It was the accusations made by you. They said I hit you because I felt impotent. When I found out I was sterile, I couldn't cope with it, so I started hitting you. Why did you say that, Elizabeth?
Why not? You were such a wimp. I knew you'd let it go.
Our baby. And saying what you said. You denied him his short life.
It was a long time ago.
And you punished me ever since.
A weak father and a weak child. You deserve it. You ask for it.
No. I don't ask for anything from you. Not ever.
You're not serious.
I'd like you to leave now.
No.
I told them everything at the unit. They've seen my injuries. They want me to bring charges.
Mike. Is this really you?
Who knows? It's a long way to go. If you don't leave now, I'll call the police.
You wouldn't dare! You'll make some tea, like you always do when I get angry. Go on. Do it. I said, do it!
Not anymore. You touch me, I'll stop you. Then I'll call the police to have you taken away.
You don't know how ridiculous you sound.
I don't care.
Yeah. Oh, let me go.
Tell me the other side of the door. Then I'll wait. If you haven't gone by the time I count 10, I'll ring them.
I'll tell them you hurt me.
I'm not as stupid as you think. I've taken the ring off. I really don't want to hurt you. I never did.
I think in future I'll ask to see you two separately. In my job, you pride yourself on putting names to faces.
Good idea, Gov.
That's if they let me keep you both here.
You said there might be a precedent.
And I was right. Sisters, 84 to 89. I know that's what you are, but I'm letting it ride for a week or two. See how you shape up.
How long will I have to stay in the DVU, sir?
Depends. We're so short-staffed, we might have to make you a floater. With this purge going on, either one of you, or both, could end up in the area street offences squad.
Sir?
Cooperation between officers is crucial, remember that. And communication. Make sure the others know where you are and what you're doing at all times.
You're a creep, Glover. But don't let it show. Just nod and smile and shut up.
I'll just give you one word of warning. I don't mind what tactics you use to catch your man, but when it comes to me, or any of your colleagues, I don't want to hear tales of deliberate confusion of identities. You are you, and you are the other one.
Yes, Gov.
Ed!
Sorry, Gov. I brought this week's report.
Cheers. Sergeant, you've been working with Alice all week. Can you tell them apart?
It's easy, isn't it?
Women never have a problem.
This one's Alice.
Right.
How did you do that?
Close your eyes and listen. Penny for the peep show. Terrible twins. Tweedledum and Tweedledee.
Two peas in a pod.
Alike in every way.
Except in my heart.
And in corners of my mind.
I'm wearing tights.
I'm wearing stockings.
It's okay if your mum and dad come to visit, I suppose.
It's quite comfortable.
Well, like a bit of privacy. Anyone could come in.
So? That's what happens when you live in a place like this. Alice and I are going to start looking for a flat once we've got the area set.
You should get a place on your own. You're a big girl now.
We've been apart for 3, maybe 4 years. Who knows, when they realise we've both been transferred to the lot, they'll probably split us up again.
Well, if they do that, I hope it's you that stays.
Don't let Alice hear you say that.
She's spoken for. Do you get jealous of each other's boyfriends?
Depends. The bloke she's got now is a plum.
But she doesn't like to hear you say that.
She's very protective. I don't trust him an inch.
What's that? Bit of a rascal,
if you want to talk about my sister's boyfriend, ask her, not me.
Well, take it easy. It's just my way of getting to know you.
Sorry. I've enjoyed myself today.
Well, that's good. Comedy. Salsa, tapas. What else do you like?
A good laugh in the pub with the crowd.
No, I've bored me already.
I just like...
I've got a bottle of vodka in my room.
So have I.
Replace all mine then.
Neither. It's been a great day and I want to keep things simple, okay?
Your loss.
Hiya, nice weekend.
Smashing. The cottage was a bit damp, mind you.
Don't suppose that worried your bloke.
Have you been telling him?
I haven't been saying anything.
She hasn't. Had a busy day, Derek.
Typical. 2 ODs, the usual dips, a knifing and an attempted suicide. Apart from that, it was mainly traffic. They make a fortune clamping round here.
I think I'll have an early night. I'm knackered. I wonder if I'll be back in the unit this week.
Want to use a nap in CID?
Thank you, Glover.
Call me Adrian, darling.
What was your mum thinking of calling you Adrian? You two were dealing with someone called Levin, weren't you?
Deborah, why?
The attempted suicide. It's her old man. Threw himself in front of a train at Oban Station.
Oh, my God.
Well, Dan looks so worried. Shame he didn't do it properly.
As it happens, you're probably right. He's lost both arms.
That'll teach him to keep his hands to himself.
Shut up! Shut up! Whatever else he is, he's still a human being.
Well, take it easy. Yesterday you were prepared to string him up, yeah? Well, why waste your sympathy on a pervert? There's two kids out there that's not going to be bothered by him anymore, with a bit of luck.
It's not something to joke about.
Sometimes it's the only way. Take it all to heart, it gets to you.
I'm going to bed. Sorry! Wait for me! Good night.
Night.
What did I say?
You caught her on the raw. She'll learn.
Anne, I was doing okay. We had a great day.
You and her?
Belinda. I think she's a bit of a goer on the quiet.
So what's new?
What do you mean?
You think anything in a skirt is available exclusively to you?
Of course.
You okay?
Sure. Sorry I made a fool of myself.
Derek's right. Get emotionally involved and we're finished.
I know that. It still happens, though. We've got to be more aware of what people say. And the detail.
I mustn't knock my time in the unit, perhaps.
In the goods house. A photo in a frame. Of a baby lying on a shawl. I saw it. But it didn't register.
It'll come.
It's not just about results, though, is it?
You'd better believe it. Have you spent the day with Adrian Glover?
Yes. Don't look like that.
He's a prat.
He's not that bad, as long as there's a big space between us. Fancies himself a bit, that's all. How's Phil?
Fine. Send his love.
Don't ever let him treat you badly, Alice.
I'll give him a good hiding if he does.
You sound like Glover.
I didn't realise I was such a fast learner. Isn't it funny how Sharon is the only one to tell us apart?
Typical. The others are either scrutinising Bum's tits and ankles, or if they're trying not to be too obvious, eye colour and hair length.
She's the one that sussed my frog.
Well, that's a woman for you.
Well, I bet she hasn't sussed. You can imitate my frog. Got to keep one step ahead. Philichel.
Keep calm. Muchas, Sylvie Jen. Full of hope.
Together.
And apart.
When it hurts,
I share it.
When I want to be alone.
Tough.
A problem shared
gets complicated.
And
when I want to be alone,
I'll walk away.
I'm wearing different clothes.
It must be Sunday.